Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are back now. Another hour to go on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. And Ted and of course, his niece, Harmony, are here tonight to take calls. We're going to continue to take calls. But I did want to just say that, you know, you're right, Ted, about something here. And what it is that there are people, as bad as politicians can be and as deceitful and untruthful as they are, you have to realize that many of them, truthfully, are not going to do anything except respond to pressure. And sometimes they do the right thing for the wrong reasons, but they do the right thing because, indeed, there is enough pressure on them from people at home. And a good example is this so-called immigration reform bill that the Bushes are trying to jam down the throats of the Congress. As you know, many of the Democrats that just came in replaced Republicans who were too pro-immigration, so-called. And they decided that they were going to give Nancy Pelosi a message. And indeed, there are quite a few now in the House that say, hey, their constituents are telling them no more. No more illegals, no more amnesty. We have to do something now, and that means killing the so-called comprehensive bill. Now, they may not be at all sincere in what they say, but they say in order to keep their job, they have to do what their constituents want.
Exactly. And we have to remember that there are many people in government. I'm not so sure about the actual members of the House and the Senate who are perfectly sincere, but there are sincere career employees in the government, and especially among these very influential legislative aides who are in the background. And they need to get these brochures. We have brochures for all three of these hate bills now before the House of Representatives at truthtellers.org. Print those out front and back, address them. We have a list there of these influential aides, and I believe we can stimulate some awfully interesting and challenging discussions in the back rooms of these House and Senate office buildings if we just get those missiles of truth and light and information in there.
No, again, you're right about something else, and that is that in many cases, these aides, these staffers, do not have a clue, as well as the American public, does not have a clue about the nature of this beast that we're fighting, and that's purposeful. The media are controlled by the ADL mentality. They don't want to report on this, even though it's a direct assault on the very First Amendment they claim to cherish. And so the Congress people are just as in the dark, many of them, because they're bombarded daily with so many bills, they don't really realize what is in the bill. They don't understand it, and they need to be told. And that's why you have done yeoman work in this area, Ted, because you've documented what these types of bills have led to in Canada, in Europe, and even in the States, and with the Philadelphia 11. My goodness.
Yes.
Here's an example right here in the United States of what will happen under this type of bill.
That's right. And, you know, I do more than just tell what's wrong with the bill. I tell who's behind it. And I show how in each of these brochures, I mention the ADL very specifically as those conspirators who've taken away free speech in Canada and other countries. And what I want to do is to create a bad odor surrounding ADL so they won't be welcome every morning as they make their rounds, making sure all the members of Congress are politically correct. We make them out as skunks, as Simon Lees in Congress, and where they're welcome. I believe we can do it if the American people will create and come to Truth Tellers, and we fled Congress, but your local state legislature now, especially specific members of us and the Senate from your district.
All right. Hey, we're already up against the break again. We've got Harmony Grant, and we've also had with us, hey, once again, the legislation makes speech a crime. We'll be back with much more. Stay tuned, and our callers, 1-800-313-9443. I'm Adams, the Paul Revere Talk Radio.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? Near future, we know, will be those that will not buy or sell. Stonemore wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More dealer for all Omni-built wood cook stoves that will give you independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber Wash 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea it could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 160 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, your energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'll know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than paying for ordinary coffee shop.
Wow, I'll try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222 3017, or you go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample here or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-317 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. If you've got a mortgage and credit cards, your debt creep is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $2,000 more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. By the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not give your money to a debt shark. Understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5533. On the web, mydebtfree.com. 800-409-5533.
All right. We're back now. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Rickens is with you. And we are going to go right back to the telephone right now. Rita in Texas is next. Hello, Rita.
I want to thank you for your efforts and what you're trying to do with regard to this hate crimes legislation. However, I wanted to, you had mentioned something about how they're trying to excise anything concerning anti-Semitism, et cetera, et cetera. Are you familiar with the remarks of the Honorable J. Torkelson?
Who are you addressing, Rita? Me or the guest?
Mr. Ted Potts.
Okay.
In that regard, Rita, what did he say?
Well, Mr. Mike, a lot of what you're saying, and these, there's a lot of understanding that could be given with regards to what you're saying out of the congressional record. I came across a remark by my Honorable Jay Torson from the House of Representatives that was entered in the 19th of 1940.
Uh-huh.
I would encourage you to download, to look at 28 of congressional record, because this particular congressional record would have to be as a matter of fact, Ms. Orkelson, way back then, was exposing the Jewish conspiracy, but he was talking about the British-Israeli conspiracy, where there was a conspiracy by England to try and get us under the dominion of the British Crown. And he also goes into how... he also quoted this, he quoted a Bishop Robert Manning, who was a was an English bishop, and how on page 28 of that congressional record, he exposes the signers and the origin of the manifesto that are responsible for anti-Semitism. And, you know, he really goes into the subversion that is going on, and like, for example, going back to the Pilgrim Society, and also he also had indicted the Federation, the Federal Council of Churches, as a subversive organization. But what more particularly that he says here, he talks about no nation can survive unless it maintains Christian morals and beliefs in the teachings of the man who came from Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
It is this faith that has carried people on, and it is faith which built up the Christian civilization, a civilization which cannot survive when we deny Christian teachings. I think, Mr. Pike, if you availed yourself of this congressional record, Honorable J. Torkelson, you find that this plot that is gone actually originates in England itself, and that England really is a Jewish-dominated country. I'm really quite surprised because there were some remarks were placed into the House of Commons showing how the Jews had made into the nobility. And basically, looking at the genealogy, the whole monarchy of England is Jewish.
Oh, well, there is a certain point of view, and perhaps a case to be made that British Freemasonry, in particular Scottish Rite Freemasonry and so on, may have well been involved in old Civil War or attempts to establish or extend British influence, perhaps to regain British influence in the Americas.
Right.
But I think the really factor to remember here is that all forms of Masonry, Scottish Rite, Grand Orient Freemasonry in France, the Illuminati in Germany, and all go back to this basically this Pharisee, Kabbalistic, Zoharistic conspiracy coming out of the Talmud and out of Rabbinic Judaism. In other words, what I'm saying is they're all tentacles coming out of this octopus, and the eye of the octopus is basically ADL B'nai B'rith. Now, in the United States, have a galaxy of Jewish organizations, American Jewish Committee, American Congress, Southern Law Center, People for the American Way, ALU, but what I do is I keep people's attention primarily on the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, because they are probably the most dominant for anti-Christian, anti-free speech movement, or I should say command center here of B'nai B'rith International. And what I do is, rather than breaking this up, all of the calls and the manifestations of this conspiracy, I keep hammering against the ADL as it comes right out of B'nai B'rith International. They're the ones who took away free speech in Canada in 1971 and in European countries and so on. So what I'm saying here, let's keep our eyes directly on the eye of the octopus rather than going around chopping poles. I believe the British conspiracy is a tentacle, and basic ideas and conspiracies, they're all tentacles. But the main eye that I want to thrust my javelin is the ADL B'nai B'rith.
All right.
Mr. Pike, I appreciate your efforts, and I don't disagree with you. However, I also am looking at the infiltration, this sonic infiltration in quote-unquote pseudo-Christian organizations. Oh, may God, I appreciate your efforts,
right.
But I can see that if this does pass, I'm going to find another country to get out of, or I'm going to be looking for the Minute Maid and get the militia going.
Okay. All right. Bless your little heart, Rita. Thank you. Call 1-800-313-9443. Also, Harm, I want you to be able to join us here a bit more. One of the columns that you have offered on National Prayer Network at truthtellers.org is the Thought Police Keelhaul, a Navy Catholic. For those who don't know what keelhauling is, many don't realize something that took place during World War II under Eisenhower and the Soviet communist butchers in the Kremlin, and how Eisenhower took millions of Russians who were, supposedly with us, the war and all of that, and here returned them to death or imprisonment in the Soviet Union. They were keelhauled. Can you describe to us what you mean when you say keelhaul, and particularly in the context of this Navy clique that you spoke recently?
Well, being keeled would have been a horrible way to die, because the soldiers or sailors were suspended from a rope, and they were dragged the length of the ship underwater.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have died from this horrible drowning deep there under the ship. And I read that in this situation, because what's happened to Lieutenant Sharp is he has been relieved of duty on the aircraft carrier. The crime of running a publishing company as a Catholic and printing works by G. K. Chesterton and others. And also 5 years ago, he ran a website for a few years which examined world events from a politically incorrect point of view, I guess, as a Catholic. And for this high crime of political incorrectness and Catholicism, he has been relieved of duties being investigated for espousing supremacist causes.
So he has been spiritually called, huh?
Right. Socially, what you say, joining Mr. Klingit, who also
right.
lost his livelihood
yes.
for explaining his Christian convictions in the military. And this is the progressive assault on Christian expression in the military, as you've described. It's extended into workplaces and churches and also in the military. And he's just another example of a person who's paying the price for expressing his conscience and expressing beliefs that aren't part of the mean orthodoxy of political correctness
mm-hmm.
and of this, this ADL-enforced silence concerning anything critical of Judaism or... I think that was the things that he was addressing. So.
Yeah, in your column, you went to length and detail about what he has experienced, but you also made reference to the website, www.jewel.com, and mm-hmm. Rabbi Rabbi Shapiro, encouraging everyone to write their local newspaper and demand that Easter bunnies and, I guess, Christian symbols or Christmas symbols be removed because they are offensive to Judaism.
Actually, I guess this would be a good opportunity to clarify that was a slight misunderstanding on my part. The Jew School reported that making that request, but they didn't uh-huh. include the fact that it was satirical, and they have printed
yeah.
articles
yeah.
telling me that this is a mistake on my part. I think it was understandable because mm-hmm. this has been heard across the nation.
Right.
Repeatedly, citizens of towns or cities or people have written to their editors or complain to their employers about Christian expression,
mm-hmm.
and repeatedly, one complaint enough for an employer to enact a speech code or for, as I point out, a city council member, I believe, said they need to be displaying Easter decorations. So that I guess, was a mistake on my part, but it wasn't hard to
Well, you
to
took them too literally.
The pattern,
yeah,
pattern that we're seeing of Jewish activism.
And by the way, there are a few, like Rabbi Lapin and others, who have also seen the evil of this crusade against Christianity.
Yes.
And there have been some darn good ones, too. But unfortunately, the ADL has to be confused with Jews, or all Jews, as you know.
Right.
In fact, they are browbeating them, and they are really, if you will, calling them to come along for the ride, because if they don't, they too will be getting the wrath of the God of Lucifer. All right, we will be back with more. Stay tuned. Your call's just ahead. Rick Adams.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? The near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake food, dry fruits, vegetables, heat your whole house water system, heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are like grandma's stoves. They have large, tight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-burn easily up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have for you from stoves to Staber washers, 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your operations. First 10 people who purchase a stove will send a copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started Wood Cook Stove. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, the coffee smells really...
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. Taste.
Most healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans. They're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity to 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It's great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet every the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's the free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines, specializing in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding like ECX, colloidal silver, olive extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, educational materials. We have homeopathic tox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via corresponding education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead, do it today. Sign up on the web and receive a new 100-page catalog, current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rickens is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Repup Broadcast Network.
All righty. All right, we're back now, and we are going to take some more calls in between these discussions we're having, but Harmony, Grant, you're referring to your column on the website, truthtellers.org. You've written many columns as well recently and dealing with this issue, the hate speech issue, other issues as well, election issue, the recent semi-so-called documentary that have been presented leading up to Easter and Passover, and particularly offensive to Christians and all of this. And it is an all-out movement. Now, I don't think any question that it really isn't just one thing, but it's a whole movement that is aimed specifically now at discrediting Christianity and attempt to really go for the jugular vein of the faith of our fathers. I mean, quite honestly, as Ted says, really, it does come down to the real, the head of the octopus, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does come down to that, and we can see that this really is it is spiritual warfare.
Yes.
There is a real antagonism now to Jesus Christ and to absolute bulls, to this whole gospel message. And we see this, as you said, surface in so many ways throughout media and then in this legislation, which could make evangelism itself and speak truth and reproving sin, mm-hmm. could make that into a crime. So as Christians, we really have to pray now and seek God and ask and be willing to put time into this and to care and to recognize that this is, as you said, an attack upon Christ and upon
Absolutely.
His testimony in our nation.
Yes, that's where it's aimed, no question. And we need to do the same to aim at the jugular of the enemy, because if we don't, we're engaging in a lot of fruitless a waste of time. As Ted, you have said, we can go on and on and fight this and fight that. But really, if we do, we're being sidetracked, really, in essence, aren't we?
Well, we are, and we have to realize there's a very ancient quarrel between these spiritual and physical descendants of the Pharisees, mm-hmm. Christ, and with his message. See, we as Christians believe that there was a new age of grace brought in by Jesus, and there's no longer any Jew or Gentile or free or bond or male or female. We're all one in Christ. We're a happy community of faith. But the Pharisees never went through that transition into a broader, more spiritual point of view. Believe it or not, they still have this idea clear back into the Old Testament in the time of Joshua that basically eventually idolaters should be exterminated from the world. They should be either jailed or imprisoned or exterminated. And when the Hebrews, at God's command, went in to clean out the idolaters of Canaan, well, the land was red with blood, because that was the only way the purity of the Hebrew monotheistic truth could be preserved in a sea of idolatry and perversion. Well, that mentality continues in the rabbinic Judaism of the Talmud, which foresees a time after a period of great trouble when the Messiah will come. We believe he's Antichrist, but to people like Abe Foxman, who is a deeply observant Orthodox Jew, head of DL, looks forward to a Messiah, you see, who will reestablish Hebrew monotheism throughout the whole world. Now, the only way we can reestablish this Hebrew monotheism is by reinstating the kind of persecution of Christianity, Christian civilization, that occurred in the book of Acts when even Saul went out of Tarsus and hailed Christians into court and into prison and had them put to death, because he viewed them as idolaters. He viewed them as believers in three gods instead of the one true God of Israel. Mentality is very much within Talmudic Judaism, especially within people like E.L., who ADL's head Foxman, who's made it clear that they have never forsaken the Talmud and Kabbalah and the hope that someday Hebrew monotheism will prevail in the world. But as I say, first, it's necessary to break down Christian civilization. Communism was invented by the Jews for this purpose, mm-hmm. to break down capitalism and the Western value system. And now we see basically a revival mm-hmm. of the hopes for persecution against the church, which had to be discontinued as we at the end of the book of Acts.
All right, let's quick call. Mark, Wisconsin, you're with our guests.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
This is a great subject. Hey, I just wanted to run in a couple websites that you can research Zionism on if people aren't familiar with what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. There's judicial-inc.biz, there's IamTheWitness.com, and Jewish.com, if you had your pen handy. And I just wanted to thank Reverend Pike for getting a good fight. I called over a month ago. I told you about my exchange with Kennedy's assistant, and she said, the laws are simply being misused in Europe, and that was her understanding.
Yes, I remember that, Mark, too.
Uh-huh. And is that picture on your website, that of Harmony?
Yes, that's our girl.
Yes.
That's her?
Yes.
Now, seeing your wife, too, Ted, and I feel your videos. Like, the next video you need to do is how to surround yourself with beautiful women.
All right. Well, a little levity goes a long way. Thank you very much, Mark.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. Thanks. We'll be back with more. Just ahead, your calls at 1-800-313-9443. Pike and his niece, Harmony Grant, exclusively here on the program, right here on RBN.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be pushed down the bed of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of Syrian bondage? Our perverts, godless, write the rules. Our born children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. And everyone in between is murdered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed. Government, credit, healthcare organization, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's choice, you know. The only way to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or children for a voice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body, want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here, Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there's such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could walk up a hill now for a regular job 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. The idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay the consumer debt. Because of the problems, mostly credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities, mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you gain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your radio on. Rick Adams on.
New calls. All right. Okay, we're back here, ladies and gentlemen, and as you can see, we're having a rather spirited discussion about these issues. I like to stay focused, you know, on the central issue here, which is this legislation that we're talking about, and we're trying to see this defeated. And, you know, Ted and Harmony, you have been doing great work, and yet you said yourself, Ted, on the last program that you have been receiving incredible success now in reaching people who just a year or so ago you never probably had any contact with or outreach to in the movement across the spectrum, whether it be evangelicalism, political groups, religious organizations, and so forth. So that's important now that this opposition is growing nationally. But as you just pointed out as well, we don't want to lose sight of what's going on in our own backyards, our own legislatures.
Absolutely. You see, ADL could basically do the same thing, persecuting Christians as they did in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, so right.
That was under, that persecution was by ADL's National Executive Board member, Lynn Abraham, and she was using an ADL state hate law to do that. Now, we've seen some pretty hair-raising persecutions under these state hate laws. For example, up in Idaho about 4 years ago, there was a man who was facing 5 years in prison for using the N-word against a black in a moment of great stress when this black had assaulted his wife. He used the N-word against him and was facing 5 years in prison under the ADL's Idaho state law. These state hate laws are mean, and they're kind of sleeper laws. They're there in reserve for the ADL when they really need them. And so I want to knock this federal hate bell in the head, but we're also going to have to turn our attention to the state hate laws. And again, I'll remind our listeners, come to Truth Tellers, print out our brochure there, Anti-Hate Laws Will Make You a Criminal. Send that off immediately to your members of the state house.
Absolutely. All right. Let's continue now. Take a call from Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Yes. Good evening.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Harmony.
Hello, Joe.
I just wanted to mention to you folks that I can't think of a better reason to be delivered up than for the witness of the Holy Scriptures. I can't think of a better reason to be delivered up. You know, the word Antichrist is the word 500 in the Strong's Concordance. And it also, when you go back to the prime root anti, which is the number 473, it means instead of or a substitution for.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually mean against. So you can see that many substitutes are coming forward today, or instead of Jesus Christ coming forward. You know, someone once said to me, I'd like to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And I said to that young individual, I said, are you ready to take the persecution that he took if you want to walk in his steps? And here we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies.
Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ might have had to live to a ripe old age if he hadn't taken on the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin. And I'm not painting any gloomy scenarios about the future of my niece and myself, but it's true that when you go for the eye of the octopus, as we've been talking about here tonight, there's going to be a backlash. They're going to hit back. And maybe this is a good time to remind our audience of what Harmony said earlier, that this is a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual battle between Jesus Christ and his spiritual kingdom versus a physical, fleshly kingdom of Antichrist put forth by Israel's false Messiah, the beast. And this is a battle to the end. And we fortunately are in a state of great numerical majority. You know, something like 77% of Americans consider themselves Christians, whereas this evil Jewish element is certainly less than 1% of the American population. And it just underscores the fact that it's time for all those who love faith and freedom, all good men and women to come to the aid of their country by picking up those telephones, calling Congress, coming to truth tellers, mailing out the brochures to members of the House from your district, plus their aides, you know. We have to set our light upon a hill, Jesus said. It's not enough just to know the score on these various conspiracy theories. We have to get the truth up on the highest hill we can possibly put it on. That means calling into talk shows and writing letters to your editors and identifying these evil Jewish leaders as the source behind this tremendous onslaught against Christianity.
How's that?
You know, Ted. We
yes.
also have to remember that in Revelation 13:3, that for some reason or another, the whole world chased after the beast, which would be the one world government at the end time. And Jesus also mentioned in a place, when they deliver you up, don't premeditate what you will speak. I believe that that's the time that the gospel will be taught to the whole world, when the witness, led by the two witnesses, the Old and the New Testament, will be witness to the world, and those two will take all the heat. And the place that they were delivered up to was known at that time as Sodom in Egypt, where our Lord was crucified.
Yes.
And we know that that is Jerusalem. Jerusalem would be known as Sodom in Egypt.
Yes,
where
indeed.
Those two witnesses would be delivered up.
That's right.
Also, in Daniel chapter 3, let us not forget the image that Nebuchadnezzar set up in the plain of Dura. And, spake and said unto King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Kenites are right there on the spot, uttering the king up all the time. And
yes,
in verse 11, and whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth, he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
Mm, mm.
You know, it's words that Daniel didn't understand at that time.
Yeah.
But it was told him by the angel that the wise in the end would understand.
Yes, that's true.
And here we are.
Boy, we can see it.
To witness. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Joe, for the very good appropriate references. Thank you for the call. All right. Amen. All right. Let's move on to Dave in Massachusetts now. Hello, Dave. You're on with Ted Pike and Harmony Grant. Are you there, Dave? I think he is. I'll give him a few seconds here to come to the phones. All right. If he's not there, we'll move along. All right. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. You're on the program. Henry, are you there? I think you are. Let's try this line. Maybe we're having a little trouble with the phone line, all right?
Okay, I heard the thing open.
There you go. There you go. All right, okay. Henry, you're on the program.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is for Ted Pike. What I was going to tell him is that, are you aware that I heard on the radio that Croatia, either it's Croatia or Bosnia, they deregulated the law about what you could say about the Holocaust? And a couple of countries, especially Britain, they had a fit about it.
Excuse me, Rick, I'm getting a lot of reverbs there, and I can't...
I'm hearing reverb from his voice, okay, but I got my radio down.
Well, he was talking about, was it Croatia, did you say?
Oh, no, yeah, I said Croatia in Yugoslavia, Bosnia, or
okay.
Bosnia. I'm not sure. I think it's Croatia.
Well, he's talking about cutting back, if you will, the so-called hate crimes legislation that exists in certain parts of Europe. That is a fighting against it now.
Oh, really?
Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not. I do know that thanks to the Internet, a great deal of the influence of the National Prayer Network has gone into England. I was recently on a talk show in England exposing the English hate legislation that's pending now. And we get reports all around the world that our message is filtering into legislatures and actually perhaps influencing decisions. I know that in Sweden, Ake Green, which was this pastor I think we mentioned earlier.
That's the one, yes.
He was facing some real jail time for reading from the book of Romans in
his
church.
Can you imagine?
But
how long?
The other
how
hand,
much jail time? Oh wait, I'll let him finish.
But on the other hand, as a result of international outrage coming to Sweden, the Swedish Supreme Court reversed that conviction against him. And I think that everything that we're doing, all of us, through the internet, talk radio, and so on, is basically having a very good effect on holding back hate crimes legislation worldwide.
Could I say something?
Sure, sure, Harmony. Go ahead. Go ahead. Stay on the line, Henry. Yep.
Well, I just wanted to say that this, what Henry's mentioning, it should provide a lot of encouragement to us to contact our government, because also on universities, when students have challenged the speech codes, there have been a number of instances where they have been overturned. And there is potential here, if we are willing to speak up and make our voices heard, for us to get state-level hate laws scaled back, or and also to defeat this federal legislation. You know, Paul Findlay, who was a representative from Illinois,
mm-hmm.
he wrote these books about the Israel lobby, and he details in there the tremendous pressure that politicians are under from these very well-organized Jewish groups. And some of them testified and spoke to him about how they wanted to stand up against the Israel lobby or various legislation or foreign policy, but they never heard from the people that would have supported them. And that's why we have to call and we have to send flyers to our representatives in the government, because there is hope that, that we can make a difference and that these laws could be stood against.
Yeah.
You know, as Ted just pointed out, there are more of us than there are of them. And that's why we really shouldn't be daunted. We shouldn't say it's hopeless. But we should make our voices heard, because it's not too late.
Right. And Henry, go ahead now. You may respond. Henry?
Well, all right, Ted, can you hear me at all?
We can hear you. I can hear you.
All right. What I want you to do is, no, tell him that what I heard was Croatia totally deregulated, just totally, not partial or a little bit, totally deregulated, or either Croatia or Bosnia, what you can say or can't say about the Holocaust, period. I mean, no jail time, no fine, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing I was going to say is this. These people, these Jews you're talking about, they are still in a mirage or in a delusion, because Norway kicked out Israelis, embassy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is a fact, even if people don't want to face it or not. Most of the Norwegians, people, not necessarily all the government people in these secret societies, but most of the Norwegians especially, some of the Swedes, certainly a lot of the Germans and the Austrians, and certainly even the Slavic, some of the Slavic countries, but particularly the Scandinavian and Germanic countries, really don't like Jews, don't really care that much about all that political correctness. It's just forced on them. But the majority of people there, if they had any kind of movement, even if you put these people in, they don't even trust, they probably wouldn't even trust the citizens to even be on the jury. I'm surprised they even allow that. I mean, of course, that's in the Constitution. And another thing is this. A lot of those laws that they pass in some of those European countries, just like they're trying to pass here, some of them do violate some of those countries' constitutional laws on free speech. I don't know about Germany, because that was occupied by America, and they made a new constitution in 1945, 1950-something, 58,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But some of those other countries, it does. I think even England, but it doesn't get... maybe it doesn't get challenged, just like they go override the Constitution.
All right.
There.
Okay,
like
Henry.
Just like what they're doing here.
Ted, okay. can you hear what Henry has just said?
Yes, I got
okay.
the gist of that. That sounds
right.
Very encouraging.
Very good. All right, Henry, thank
okay,
you for
you
your
go.
Update. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, and Harmony, you know, what you just said is inspiring, and I know that you have been very inspiring on the website, and one of the phrases that comes to mind from a book by Tom Anderson, who was a great political candidate for president years ago on the American Party ticket. He said in his book, it was entitled, "Silence Isn't Golden, It's Yellow." And it's true. When you're afraid to speak out and afraid to get the word out, then you deserve to lose your freedom. And you know, unfortunately, there are many people listening to me and you and Ted tonight who do labor under that fear that if their voice is heard, even calling a talk show, even to call a program, they are going to be catapulted into some problem. And they fear the knock at the door in the middle of the night, the KGB, you know, the DGI, the Cheka, the secret police will come and knock on the door and pick them up. But they don't realize that once this bill does get passed, if it is to be passed, then they will have a knock on the door, but it'll be more than that, and they will wind up losing the rest of their speech rights. So better realize that if you don't fight now and you don't say something about it, then it will pass, and you will be eventually rounded up, because it's not just your speech, but with the technology that we have now, your very thoughts, your brain scan, that will be checked in the future. Believe me, it's not far-fetched at all. It's here now.
Well, you know, Jesus said, he said, work while it is yet day, for the night cometh when
night
no come. Man can work.
Right.
Yes, it's all very glorious to die as a martyr and be delivered up to Jerusalem and all that testimony given you by the Holy Spirit. But right now, we can do a very great deal to postpone those evil days. We
mm-hmm.
can, because I say it's very simple. You know, when Moses paused at the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army behind him, he said, what in the world am I going to do? And God said, what's that in your hand? He had a stick in his hand, a rod. He said, smite the sea, and it split before him. Well, what do you have in your hand, in your house?
The pen,
You've
the
got
pen.
A telephone. You've got a pen.
That's
You've
right.
got a computer keyboard. Take that and smite this red communist sea that's before us.
That's very good, very true, very important. The way you put it, it was absolutely efficacious, I think, to many people listening. All right, I think we do have a break coming up now. We're going to sum up, and if we have time, take another call or two, but we're going to come back, sum up again our main focus here tonight and what we should do and which bills we should be concerned about and how people can get online and go to truthtellers.org. So we will do that when we return with our two guests tonight, Ted Pike and his niece, Harmony Grant. And the website, again, is www.truthtellers.org. If you don't have an internet or a phone, you want to talk to Ted and get some more help, Ted, they can call you, I guess, can't they?
Yes, the number is 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808. 3808.
And by the way, those of you listening in Oregon now, you need to get on the phones and get your own representatives before it's too late, before this bill passes as well.
Absolutely.
We'll mention that again, obviously, in the last few minutes of the program when we return on the program Uncensored Radio Free America, only with Rick Adams, only on RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We shall return.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, we are back in the final lap of the race here tonight on the program, and not much time. I'm going to take one more quick call, and then we'll have Ted and Harmony sum up for us. But here we are with Joe in Texas next. Hello, Joe.
How are you, Rick?
Yes, fine. Got a quick question or comment for our guests?
Yes, sir. I have a quick, well, comment and question, and I just want to say that I think that Ted and Harmony, that one thing that the American people need to believe is that where two or more are gathered, I am in the midst, and I have the petitions, therefore, to give to the Father, mm-hmm. which is in heaven, which here's what we as American people have to say that believe in him, and the Father, which is in heaven, that sits on his throne, will answer us. And I think that if we believe in that and we believe in him, that whatever representatives or senators we have that may be corrupt or not corrupt, they're going to hear, and he's going to hear our petitions, and he's going to answer us. And it's by the mercy and grace, I think, Ted and Harmony, that we're going to be protected, man. If we believe that and follow that, and that's a law that goes back to our Constitution, that we're going to be fine. It's just people need to believe. And I thank you. I'm going to cut it real short.
Thank you. All things are possible to them that believe, huh?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you heard that. You can respond if you'd like, Ted and Harmony, but I think you would agree with what he's just said.
Well, it's truth. The perfect balance is faith first and then action. If we say that we just preach the gospel or have faith, things are going to turn out all right. That is naive. History doesn't show it works that way. But when Christian people take action according to the leading of the Holy Spirit in obedience to God and impact their society, then God honors that.
Yes.
And little David didn't just say, I have faith. He walked forward. He walked forward in blind faith, and he found a pebble, and he picked up that instrument God gave him, like your phone, and he sent that off as a missile of God's divine vengeance into the forehead of Goliath. And that's exactly what we can do today. Pick up that phone, send out those brochures to members of Congress and even to your state house, and those will lodge in the minds and the foreheads of those influential opinion makers, maybe even knocking some sense into them about the dangers of hate crimes legislation.
Absolutely, and there are three bills, the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act that we've mentioned, and the other two, the Executive Branch Reform Act, and the third, of course, is the Department of Peace and Nonviolence. These are all propaganda ministries now that come with a price tag and are intended to be another burden on the free speech of our people. Harmony, did you have any closing thoughts for us tonight, dear?
I would just like to encourage everyone to please come to truthtellers.org, print off the flyers, and mail them in, and be active, because there is a sense of, perhaps there's a sense of security and prosperity in our nation, but it's quite illusory, because if we do not stand up for our freedoms now, we are going to lose them.
Amen. All right. Thank you both for joining us. And Ted and Harmony, I think we'll be speaking to you both pretty soon on a regular basis again. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless now. All right. Thank you both. And ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. We'll be back again, Lord willing, tomorrow evening, 9 o'clock Central, for another great program of Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, it's been my pleasure. Good night.